It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, March 10th, 2021. On this date in 1862, the Treasury of the United States began to print paper currency for the first time. The first issue included 5, 10, 20, 50, 100, 500, and $1,000 notes. But before the year was out, the $1 and $2 bills had been added. At first, paper currency, or greenbacks as they were called, did not inspire much confidence, owing to fear of counterfeiters. Despite the magic of PayPal and credit cards and mobile wallets, some of us still need to carry around a handful of cash. While we can choose from a rich array of singles, fins, sawbucks, Jacksons, 50s, and Benjamins, there are several other denominations that the U.S. Treasury has discontinued, or that are just plain rare. Excluding the decade beginning in 1966, $2 bills were printed uninterruptedly since the Civil War. Yet the average American who does not handle cash for a living can go years without ever seeing one. While the $2 note is still in circulation and is still legal tender, it is considered to be the rarest currency denomination in the country, despite there being over a billion of them in circulation. The Treasury minted several versions of a $500 bill featuring a portrait of President William McKinley on the front. The last one rolled off the presses in 1945, and it was formally discontinued 24 years later. Like all the bills featured here, the $500 bill remains legal. Most $500 notes in circulation today are in the hands of dealers and collectors. That being said, should you come into possession of one, you'd find that its market value far exceeds its face value, with even worn specimens commanding upward of a 40% premium on the open market. The original $1,000 bill featured Alexander Hamilton on the front. When someone realized that it might be confusing to have the same former Secretary of the Treasury on multiple denominations, Hamilton was replaced, and the likeness of another president, the 22nd and the 24th, Grover Cleveland, took his place. Like its similar cousin, the $500 bill, the $1,000 note was discontinued in 1969. The $5,000 bill was initially issued to finance the Revolutionary War and was only officially printed by the government when the Civil War began. The bill was graced with a portrait of James Madison. President Nixon ordered that the bills be recalled in 1969 due to fear of criminals using them for money laundering activities. Finding a $5,000 bill today takes luck and significantly more than $5,000. Fewer than 400 of these notes are believed to exist. The largest denomination ever printed for public consumption, the $10,000 bill, never got much use. This is understandable given that its value outstripped the net worth of the average American during most of the time it was available. The note with its likeness of Lincoln's Treasury Secretary Salmon P. Chase was first printed in 1918 and was part of the 1969 purge of large currencies. Like its $5,000 counterpart, only a few hundred authenticated samples survive. Finally, there is the $100,000 note featuring a portrait of Woodrow Wilson. This bill is actually a gold certificate that was never circulated or issued for public use and cannot now be held by collectors. The Bureau of Engraving and Printing created them during the Great Depression in 1934 for conducting official transactions between Federal Reserve banks. Only 42,000 of the bills were ever printed. I remember getting a look at one of those at the Bureau of Engraving and Printing in Washington when I was 8 years old. I was impressed, especially when I learned that one banknote changed into a stack of $1 bills would be nearly 36 feet tall. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 10th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.